This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A miles-long Russian armored convoy nearing Kyiv on Tuesday, as well as heavy shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has brought death and destruction to civilians and soldiers on both sides of the conflict. Peace talks on Monday were fruitless. Ned Price from the State Department lectern.
As the people of Ukraine continue to fight with courage and pride for their country, we will continue to provide them the assistance that they need.
A $350 million defense package was approved over the weekend for Ukrainian resistance fighters. More than a half million Ukrainian refugees have arrived in neighboring countries since Russia attacked. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee early on Tuesday called for a complete ban on international sport participation for Russian and Belarusian athletes and officials over the invasion of Ukraine. President Biden will give his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight as lawmakers once again raise fencing around the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The technology on renewable or green energy here in the United States is not abundant enough to quench America's energy needs at this time. Yet, the Biden administration expects us to stand by in the interim until the technology improves.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Biden administration wants to decrease the country's reliance on foreign oil by switching over to renewable energy. West Virginia AG Patrick Morrissey joins Fox Business to criticize this decision, saying that the United States needs to increase domestic fossil fuel production instead.
America needs energy independence and security to position ourselves on the global stage, and Biden's been undermining it every single day. That's the quickest way to get leverage and to push back on this. We don't need oil from Russia.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
7.5 million school children in California, Oregon, and Washington will no longer be required to wear masks, but for another 2 weeks, the mask must stay on. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Trump wants President Biden to succeed. So says son Don Jr. on Newsmax.
He's an American. He didn't get into politics because he needed to be a politician. That's what all the politicians do. They have nowhere else to go. They have no other skill set, so they're politicians. He got into that game after a storied residential development career, after numerous successes on television and pretty much everything that he ever did, because he saw the disasters that were going on and the decisions that were being made by career politicians. That's why he got in the game. He wants America to succeed. He's an American first and foremost. So, I don't know that it's a change in tone. It may not be typical of him to say, but that's the reality. That's why he got into this, to fight for the hardworking men and women of America who are watching their American dream, their livelihoods, and everything else be decimated on a global scale in a short period of time. I mean, I don't think anyone looked at Joe Biden and said, well, this guy's really going to be great. He's done such a wonderful job in Washington, D.C. for the last 50 years. That doesn't mean you don't want him to still be successful, because we live in this country. My father's kids and his grandchildren, they live in this country. They're Americans first and foremost. We want them to succeed. It's not going to happen under Joe Biden, unfortunately, but no one would like it more than him.
Biden's State of the Union address will be tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And I'll tell you, more than ever, it's based on the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It is the truth that sets us free, and it is that truth we must pursue no matter where it leads. Right now, I mean, we're seeing this all before us, this misinformation that, you know, is coming supposedly from Russia. There's other narratives out there, but really, what is the truth? You kind of have a sense we may be gamed here or being gamed here. What is the whole truth of the matter? Well, fortunately, they have an adjunct professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh. He's the author of The Plot to Scapegoat Russia, How the CIA Deep State Have Conspired to Vilify Russia. He takes an in-depth look at the decades-long effort to escalate hostilities with Russia and what it portends for the future. Really, I mean, are we going to, with all this misinformation, and there's just something about it, this how it leads to war. And Daniel Kovlik joins us now. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate your approach. And some might say this is not the time to look at it, but this is the time to look at what's going on. We can chew gum and walk at the same time. We can multitask and understand, because meanwhile, we're being bombarded with a narrative that wants to take us down a road that we've kind of gone, well, wait a minute, where have we seen this movie before, and how costly has it been in terms of resources and humanity, right?
Well, exactly. And to explain what's happening and why it's happening is not to justify what's happening, but we have to know why we have to know how our own government has contributed to this situation, and it has in a number of ways. First of all, the eastward expansion of NATO up to the Russian borders against promises that the U.S. made to Gorbachev that we wouldn't go east of Germany if he allowed it to reunify. That has caused a lot of this. Also, the coup in 2014 in Ukraine, which the Obama administration, and Biden was part of that, helped pull off, which brought into the military there. Some aspects of the military are neo-Nazis, and we know that, who have attacked various groups in Ukraine, including the Russian-speaking peoples in the Donbass. What people don't realize is the war didn't start last week. Mm. It started in 2014 when the government in Kiev began to attack the Russian-speaking people in the Donbass region. 14,000 people, 14,000 have died in that conflict, and that was before the Russian invasion of last week. And so, but as far as the media is concerned, all of this just came out of nowhere, and, you know, this is some irrational act. again, it's not a good act. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, but what ignited, Professor? What ignited the activity in the Donbass? I mean, that just didn't happen overnight. I mean, there was something going on there. And my understanding was suddenly there was an infiltration of Russians into that area. So, there, you know, you're talking agitation. You know, what are the pain points here in these areas? I mean, there's cause and effect. It wasn't like all of a sudden Ukraine says, hey, we're just going to go after and be mean to all these Russians down there. I mean, there was something going
on. Actually, Russia did not start supporting the breakaway republics until after the war started. The truth is the new government in Kiev, when it came in, was hostile towards Russian-speaking people, outlawed Russia being spoken in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what really prompted the republics to declare independence, okay? Mm-hmm. And then that declaration led the government of Ukraine to say, well, you can't break away, which often happens, and a war ensued. And I don't think you can blame the Russians for that. There are Russian ethnic peoples living in that region and have lived there for a long time. A very significant portion of Ukraine are ethnic Russians. I mean, that's just a cobbling together of many states. And so, but then, yes, Russia did begin in a limited way to support those republics, but that was after the conflict started. And again, it's been a brutal conflict, and frankly, the receiving end of it has mostly been civilians, Russian ethnic civilians, in the Donbass. Of the 14,000 people died, 80%. Have been those people. And so, and of course, that led to a mass migration of ethnic Russians into Russia. Hundreds of thousands moved into the town of Rostov across the border. Of course, all of this concerned Russia. It would be like Mexico City. The government there was attacking English-speaking people in Mexico, and hundreds of thousands moved into the U.S. We might have some concern about that. And meanwhile, if Russia and a Warsaw Pact-like group had soldiers and missiles in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
we
yes.
might be concerned of that, which is exactly what we have with NATO, with missiles and troops on the Russian border. So, again, I think we help lead to where we're at now. And, of course, once the war started, NATO just did nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we kind of led Ukraine and Russia down this primrose path, and then when what happened, and of course it was predicted it was going to happen, the U.S. just kind of stood aside and said, oh, you know, wrung its hands, and we are where we are. And again, it's not to justify the invasion, but it's to say there are reasons for it, and if we
exactly.
don't know the reasons,
right.
we can't end it, and we can't go forward in a peaceful way.
Well, and certainly we end up repeating history. I mean, right now, this isn't new. I mean, this has been done before because, you know, now we have an opportunity, and thank God for your book, that you bring this to light to say, wait a minute, you know, we need to get the whole story here so that we're not reproducing this problem, that we're not, we're asleep at the hill, you know, asleep at the wheel here, so to speak. And by acquiescence, we're allowing this, you know, we're not holding Ukraine, you know, the international community isn't holding Ukraine's leadership into account. And nobody's talking to Russia to say, okay, well, you know, we're just going to let them, you know, mount up forces around the perimeter of Ukraine. And before you know it, we've got serious issues here. And now bombs bursting in air. And the cleanup is going to be much more, it's just going to be so incredible. I often use that that analogy, the old Pennzoil commercial, says you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea of you pay the price that it calls for today, it's a lot cheaper in the long run, because when you pay later, then you've got all these other unintended consequences that kick in. And here we are up to our elbows with all these unintended consequences.
Exactly, and you're going to have major cities in Ukraine that need to be rebuilt. I mean, it's a tragedy, obviously. It's a terrible tragedy, and it was truly preventable. And we knew what it would take to prevent it. Russia wanted NATO to say they would not admit Ukraine into NATO, and they wanted the government in Kiev to promise to stop molesting the breakaway republics. And by the way, that was required in the Minsk agreement.
Right.
Which the Security Council of the UN unanimously approved, the U.S. included, right? Mm-hmm. And that was never abided by, those Minsk agreements, which would have allowed for a certain level of autonomy of the republics, which required a cessation of hostilities between the government in Kiev and those republics. That was never
Professor, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Daniel Kovalik after this.
Thank you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bringing on the truth, no matter where it leads, it's that important, ladies and gentlemen. This is a government up for by we the people. What's happening in Ukraine, don't think that this is, that you have no responsibility. I mean, when it is a government up for by we the people, the buck stops here. It doesn't stop with Joe Biden. It stops with us, with the elected officials that we put into office and how they are to represent us. And I ask you the question, do you feel like you're being fairly represented, not only in this country, but around the world, by the current government that we have in place here? Now, Daniel Kolick is an adjunct professor. He's an adjunct professor of law at the University of Pittsburgh and author of this new book, The Plot to Scapegoat Russia, How the CIA and Deep State Have Conspired to Vilify Russia. You know, Daniel, it is the nature of man to want to cast blame on somebody. We still want to take the responsibility. And your book puts the crosshairs right where it belongs, and that is on, you know, the people, because we have put these elites in charge, and we've subordinated our authority to them, and look what they're doing to us. I mean, they're getting us involved in wars that could have been avoided, couldn't it? Daniel, are you there? Okay, evidently we got disconnected here. So let's see, we'll try and get him back here. But, you know, because we got so much more to talk about in his book, and particularly how the CIA and the deep state have conspired to vilify Russia. I mean, you know, and I think we're getting smarter about how this narrative is being pushed upon us, you know, by the media oligarchs in our own country. And I'll tell you, if you're not becoming more and more increasingly uncomfortable about this narrative, then you're not paying attention. Daniel, I was asking you, you know, and I'm sorry we got disconnected here, but I wanted to get your, you know, your follow-up on where we left off right before the break regarding, you know, this setup, because I've been saying that it's the responsibility of we the people. I mean, we can't subordinate our authority to these elected officials who are getting us into wars that we don't want to be involved in or could be avoided.
Absolutely. I mean, the polls show people are opposed to these endless wars. We've, you know, spent $6 trillion on these wars since 9/11, which have not made the world safer. People are against it. And yet they continue. And we see the defense industry continue to make billions. In fact, their stocks went up once the Ukraine crisis started. In fact, you had companies like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin saying that that the crisis would be good for business, which it was. And these are the people who are calling the shots, not our elected officials who seem to be working for them and not for the people. And yes,
exactly.
The people need to find a way to take control. You know, this goes back to what Eisenhower said about the military-industrial complex. And, of course, what passed for the military-industrial complex back then is nothing compared to what it is today.
Well, the infrastructure of all our institutions has become an industrial complex, has it not?
Yes, of course. I mean, you know, you have our economy is so deeply entrenched with the military defense contractors. We're spending officially over $700 billion a year on the military, which, by the way, is over 10 times more than the Russians spend. And meanwhile, we're letting our own infrastructure collapse, right?
Right.
I live in Pittsburgh. We just had a major bridge just collapse. It was left, you know, unattended. And yet we have money for these crazy wars. And, yeah, we really need people to hold their officials accountable and say enough is enough.
Well, I want to have you unfold the CIA and deep state's involvement in this conspiracy.
Well, I mean, first of all, the CIA was very much a part of pushing the Russiagate scandal, so-called, which was a scandal that didn't even have any allegations, as one person said, which really stirred a large percentage of the population up about Russia, claiming they interfered in the 2016 elections, which I think is not accurate. But the other thing they've done in Ukraine itself is they have been training neo-Nazi groups there, and they've done it in order to, again, stir up conflict in Ukraine, to stir up conflict with Russia. And in fact, Eric Prince, who is head of the successor group to Blackwater. Right. He's also involved there. And again, very few people know that, right? And they're involved in ways that have led to this conflict and that will continue to lead to it unless it's stopped.
Well, human nature is people will do that which they get rewarded for. And if you're in the business of war, then you want to create wars, right?
Well, exactly.
And so it's imperative for us to understand who the warriors are, who are these, these muckrakers who are, rattling the sabers and what they're doing. And here it is. I mean, the CIA, again, disgustingly, they're doing it on the people's dime here, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they are running the show. We know that Kennedy felt lied to by them about the Bay of Pigs. He felt set up by it. We constantly see this. The CIA helped push the weapons of mass destruction lie that led to the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And so, again, you have these unelected officials, this institution which exists, apart from our elected officials, that's running U.S. foreign policy and running it into the ground, really.
You know, Professor, it's kind of self-righteous, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, here we hear Putin go on this diatribe, this speech that he made, and, you even have Condoleezza Rice questioning whether or not he's got, if he's holding it together mentally, that there could be some mental deficiency. So now he's likened to be some crazed madman. And here we are, as you bring up the weapons of mass destruction and going into Iraq the way we did. I mean, it's like the same scenario. I mean, we're creating an adversary. We got to go ahead and save these people because we got this crazy guy over there. He's gassing people. I mean, all kinds of narratives. And at the end of the day, you go, well, what was the truth of all this matter? And one of the things immediately you go to is there was no weapons of mass destruction. Okay, so if there's no weapons of mass destruction, does the entire narrative fall on its face?
Well, I think it does.
Okay, so now here we are. We're no different than Russia, is what you're telling me then.
Well, in fact, worse, because the destruction that we leveled against Iraq was even worse, and Iraq represented no existential threat to the U.S. I mean, and the interesting thing about Hussein, whatever you say about the guy, was that he was a mortal enemy of Al Qaeda, so he wasn't supporting Al Qaeda. You know, we were told that that's why we were going into Iraq after 9/11.
But the people came out of Afghanistan. And so we go to Iraq. See, that never made sense to me, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it never made sense to go to Iraq. I mean, it never made sense to go to Libya. Again, whatever you say about Gaddafi, he opposed Al Qaeda. Iran opposes Al Qaeda. We have gone after all the people who actually had an oppositional stance to Al Qaeda, and then we never went after or stopped supporting Saudi Arabia, which is the one country that really has been behind Al Qaeda and its Wahhabist philosophy. So, we've been conned. I mean, in a big way. And many Americans have died in these wars. We've spent blood and treasure on these wars, and they did not serve the purposes we were told they were serving.
Well, we supported Saudi Arabia for the obvious. Energy matters. Energy is leverage. And here we are right now. Let's not forget about China. How are we being worked? And that's a whole nother conversation altogether, especially understanding all the tentacles that Peter Schweitzer has written about, Miranda Devine in her book, the depth of insidious connections and coupling that what the Chinese refer to as elite capture is so deep and preponderant amongst our elected officials. We're a mess. We're being set up all over again, Daniel. 15 seconds
left.
Yeah,
no, it's a very sad situation. People need to hold their officials to account, say we want these wars to stop. And if you want to read my book, The Plot to Scapegoat Russia, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes &
Noble. It will be linked on our website as well.
Your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals.
We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A miles-long Russian armored convoy nearing Kyiv on Tuesday, as well as heavy shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has brought death and destruction to civilians and soldiers on both sides of the conflict. Peace talks on Monday were fruitless. Ned Price from the State Department lectern.
As the people of Ukraine continue to fight with courage and pride for their country, we will continue to provide them the assistance that they need.
A $350 million defense package was approved over the weekend for Ukrainian resistance fighters. More than 500,000 Ukrainian refugees have arrived in neighboring countries since Russia attacked. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee early on Tuesday called for a complete ban on international sport participation for Russian and Belarusian athletes and officials over the invasion of Ukraine. President Biden will give his State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight as lawmakers once again raise fencing around the Capitol. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your phone.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Oh, whoa, look who we got. Award-winning tech expert Andrea Smith is with us. She's going to be talking about the latest technology to help simplify your life and create connections through shared moments and entertainment. Did you know, not that long from now, in 2030, the average person is expected to have more than 20 connected devices. Now, the world is rapidly moving to an increasingly digital environment, and now more than ever, we have the power to use technology to assist us in making daily tasks easier and rethinking the way we go about our lives. But how? Well, like I said, Andrea Smith has all the answers. Andrea, tell me it's going to be a no-brainer. It's going to be real easy, right?
This is such a no-brainer, I have to tell you. And here's why. There is one device, one, that connects you to everything you do, and that is your smartphone, as you would expect. So my advice is always, you want the absolute best and latest technology you can get, and you want it running on the largest nationwide 5G network. So you want the Samsung Galaxy S22 lineup from T-Mobile. New and existing customers can right now get the Galaxy S22 or S22 Plus for free, or up to $1,000 off the Galaxy S22 Ultra with 24 monthly bill credits when you trade in an eligible device on Magenta Max or an eligible Sprint plan. So once you've got that latest and greatest, you're going to be able to connect to everything, work, play, everything you need to do.
So that becomes the hub of all your connections, right?
Correct. Whether you're using smartphone devices or you're doing online gaming, that's the basis. That's your foundation.
Now, you told me it was going to be easy. So how easy is it?
Yep. All right. Well, so here's the next easy thing. A lot of us are working from home. Mm-hmm. People are looking, they're carving out their little productive work from home spaces, and companies have really taken note. Companies like Cisco are creating products just for this, like the WebEx Desk Mini. It's an all-in-one portable collaboration device that you can basically set up anywhere. It has an interactive 1080p display, an HD camera, full-range speaker, and a mic that removes background noise so you can hold those important video meetings and calls anywhere in the house, even if someone else is working from home. That microphone really helps remove any extraneous noise. And it works with Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Google, and, of course, WebEx.
Wow, this is incredible. I mean, look at, we've entered a new era, a lot of people operating out of their homes, and technology is, just pioneering that transition, isn't it?
You know, what I find really fascinating is how companies have really taken note of what the pain points are for people and how we are kind of evolving in this work-from-home situation and really creating products that simplify it, that help. And I love seeing that. I love seeing, you know, the innovation that's coming out.
Yeah, and I like that you're teaching our audience about pain points, because now they can go to their children and say, you know, you are raising my pain point here. I just want you to know that. That's how you use that in a sentence.
That's a bonus.
See, all this technology.
I think I'm being misquoted, Bill.
am I taking you out of context?
Just a little bit. Here's what I do have for your kids. Kids are gaming, right? They're online gaming. And right now, it's kind of important because when kids couldn't get together physically, they're able to stay connected through online gaming. And, you know, as long as you take your precautions, this is actually a really fun, great way for kids to stay connected. And grown-ups, too, by the way. Grown-ups are doing a lot of gaming. So I have exciting news for all you racing fans. Gran Turismo 7 is rolling out later this week for PlayStation 5 and 4. Players can connect with a community of drivers to share strategies and designs and then race head-to-head in over 400 cars and 90 tracks. And the Pulse 3D wireless headset really takes advantage of the PS5's immersive 3D audio features so players can locate sounds coming from all directions. It's got noise-canceling mics, easy access controls. So, you know, they can connect and chat with their friends while they're gaming. And then lastly, most important, you need to remember to back up your digital life. And by that, I mean all of your files, all your content. The My Passport SSD from WD is a stylish portable storage drive that lets you save, access, and protect your content and data. Nothing more important than this. And it comes with software to automatically back up those files. You never even have to think about it. It works with PC, Mac, and it comes in ranges, capacities ranging from 500 gigabytes to 4 terabytes.
Wow.
So no excuses.
Mm-hmm. Well, Andrea Smith is an award-winning news and technology journalist, spent over 2 decades as technology producer at ABC News, explores the many ways technology changes how we live, work, and communicate, such as digital parenting, health, and retail trends, has all kinds of fun. And, of course, you know, her house is loaded with all, I mean, she's the beta tester of beta testers, right? I mean, you get all these games, I mean, all this technology in advance, and it's just like Christmas every day at the Andrea Smith household, isn't it?
Yeah, actually.
Hey, don't try to interrupt her, you know, her chain, you know, her flow of goods to her house either, because, you know, she's got stuff on the porch there that'll zap you, take your picture and have you handcuffed and ready for the people coming. You know, how dare you interrupt the chain supply here, you know, at Andrea Smith's house. So, yeah,
don't be a pain point.
No, again, to use that one more time, yes, now everybody's going to be talking pain points right now, you know, so, hey, that's okay. Well, Andrea, we always appreciate you coming on and sharing all this great technology, and as you said, this is all, it's all simple now with all this technology, and, you know, we talk about what's down the road here, not that far down the road, you know, you think about it, I mean, 2022, who thought when you and I first talked that we were going to be talking in 2022, but 8 more years, and You know, the average device connections are going to be something like 20 per household. That's incredible.
Oh, man, I've got that beat like crazy. But it is incredible when you think that people, a lot of people really, you know, they've got a smartphone. That's it.
That's it.
Just a smartphone. So, you know, it is incredible because people are going to be adding this into their lives.
So on your cell phone, you have a pain point measurement on each of the kids so that when, you know, they're there, it kind of triggers a warning that they're starting to head into that red zone of pain point suffering that soon will follow.
You know, that would be a great idea for an app.
Isn't that something?
It's like an app that shows a pain point. All right, Bill, you're on.
Why not? A little royalty here for you and I. We got to get our beaks wet, as some of these people have been known to say. Hey, why not?
We'll color code it.
Yeah, why not? And the parents will love us. The kids will hate us, but, you know, hey, look at that. We got thick skin. We can handle it. So about a minute and a half, again, remind everybody real quick what they can look forward to here. Thank you very much what Samsung is doing and their technological advances. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the most important thing. I hear people tell me all the time, I can't do anything, I can't connect, I can't make a call, my texts don't go through. Honest to goodness, it's like the foundation of your home. If you don't have a smartphone that gives you the latest technology, and if you're not using a carrier that's letting you, you know, have the latest 5G, nationwide 5G and fast service, you got nothing. You know, when you're going to start connecting to all of these devices in your house, you want a phone that's going to be able to do that for you pain-free.
Yes.
We're all going to have these wonderful devices. So, you know, we'll keep chatting about it.
Well, and that's the new economy, isn't it? Tech is the new economy.
Yes, I do believe that.
At every level, whether it's your home office, you know, the kids gaming, peace, having peace and less pain points around the household, we've got to be up to date with our technology. Andrea, you're awesome. Thank you, as always. I appreciate all the time and information. Where can they go for more information, by the way, real quick as we wrap up?
Oh, yes. Head over to d6news.com/connectedlife for more information on everything we talked about. And always a pleasure chatting with you.
She's a tech expert, Andrea Smith. Thank you, Andrea. Have a great day.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-877. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Terrence Jeffrey is joining us. He's the editor-in-chief of CNSnews.com. He joined CNS in that position back in September 2007. Terry Price seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, a lot has gone down in those years, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's kind of like my seventh grade nun would tell me, you know, and she would say to all the kids, you are living history. And boy, I'll tell you, every time you get these historical benchmarks, whether it's Ukraine or, you know, dealing with the election or whatever, I mean, it's just history just keeps coming at us, ready or not, right?
That's for sure. That's absolutely for sure.
Well, congratulations on all the great work you're doing there at CNS, and we appreciate the time to talk about President Biden's nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, obviously, Stephen Breyer decided to retire now so that Biden would have a chance to nominate someone to the court that would fill his shoes philosophically and ideologically on the court. Mm-hmm. Because if he waited until after the election in November, there's a very good chance the Republicans will take back control of the Senate and would have the ability to block a Supreme Court nominee mm-hmm. from Biden. So, you know, look at Ketanji Brown Jackson, I think it's pretty clear that she's definitely going to follow philosophically in the footsteps of Stephen Breyer.
Well, and most people would say, well, she's going to follow the footsteps of Stephen Breyer, so what difference does it make? But the way this was all put upon the people, I mean, it's like affirmative action. And what the president did to her, it, sadly, I think that the way he made it a fait accompli, it was like no male, no non-black should apply for the position. You know, and you could tell just from the surface, this was a political payoff. And this is unfortunate because Ketanji Brown Jackson could be, you know, the most brilliant jurist in the planet. And it just seems that she comes in with this nomination with a bit of a shadow. Does that bother you at all?
Well, you know, I don't think, you know, I believe in what Martin Luther King argued for, a colorblind society. We should not discriminate in favor of or against anybody because of their race or gender. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's an unfortunate thing that America hasn't gotten over that. And there's a lot of places in our mm-hmm. society and our politics where we're not colorblind.
Yeah.
And sometimes people discriminate against people because of their race, and sometimes they discriminate in favor of someone because of their race. But really, people ought to be dealt with on their merits, and
exactly.
People should succeed or fail according to their merits. That's what a free country is really all about.
Yeah, Terry, I'm not sure if it's so much that the people aren't over it as much as there are industries that have turned this into a business, and they don't want it to go away. They want us to make sure that we understand that there's color. I mean, we just came off of Black History Month. I mean, it's like, again, that's one of those things that, you know, there's a lot to celebrate about Americans regardless of color. But it just kind of reminds us that, okay, why do we have to have Black History Month?
Well, you know, I think people have a right to celebrate their particular heritage, and that's fine. I mean, I personally don't have any problem with that. Mm-hmm. And I think African Americans have contributed greatly to the history of America and to our culture and mm-hmm. civilization. I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating that. I just don't, like I said, I don't think that anybody or any particularly political institution should discriminate for or against someone based on ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think once you bring it up, it's kind of like in my situation, Terry, my broadcasting career. I was a breakthrough, broadcast professional, because in Los Angeles at the time, when I came into L.A. radio, there wasn't a Hispanic in a contemporary radio station. This was in 1972. Well, you know, and I got to tell you, I felt uncomfortable with that designation, frankly. And I only bring it up just to say is that, you know, I wanted people to measure my ability based on what I could do, you know, how I could entertain people and add to their day, not because I happen to be Hispanic. I mean, Hispanic only from a standpoint that it was opening it up to other Hispanics, which I spoke to many young kids about, saying, look, the opportunity is there for you. Are you going to have to fight for it? Yeah, you're going to have to fight. It's not going to be a cakewalk, kind of thing. So from that standpoint, let it be an encouragement. But I didn't want it to be something that, oh, well, the only reason that he was in L.A. radio was because he was Hispanic.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So that's how I feel about that. But anyway, that aside, Ketanji Brown Jackson, what can we expect from her? I'm not reading anything that she's anything like a conservative justice or an originalist, by no means.
Well, you know, I think one of the most troubling things in her history as a lawyer is that she wrote a brief in the case of McGuire v. Riley, where the question was whether or not someone could protest or even communicate with people in front of an abortion clinic in the state of Massachusetts. And she wrote the brief on behalf of NARAL, the National Abortion Rights mm-hmm. Action League, and some other pro-abortion groups. And NARAL, by the way, has very aggressively endorsed Ketanji Brown Jackson for the Supreme Court. There, NARAL is thrilled that she's been named. Mm-hmm. But the case, the question was whether a Massachusetts law that said that a pro-life person cannot even get within 6 feet of someone approaching an abortion clinic, but the employees of the abortion clinic could come out and be within 6 feet of someone approaching an abortion clinic. So discriminated there against pro-life people in favor of abortionists could. And Ketanji Brown Jackson defended that law in a brief that she wrote. And I think that very clearly indicates that she is a pro-abortion person, like Stephen Breyer. Stephen Breyer on the Supreme Court argued in favor of a right to partial birth abortion, which was insane, but he did argue that. Mm-hmm. And so I really think that's the most troubling thing about her record. I don't think there's any doubt that she will vote in favor of the Roe v. Wade position on abortion. We don't know yet what's going to happen in the Mississippi abortion case, the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health case. The court could overturn Roe in that case. It could partially roll back Roe, but leave a right to abortion in place. I don't think it's likely to completely reaffirm Roe, but we don't know that yet.
Yes.
And obviously there's a very tight balance on the court on the abortion issue. For example, you know, where is John Roberts going to go? Where is Brett Kavanaugh going to go? A lot of conservatives don't realize this, but when Brett Kavanaugh was in the court that Ketanji Brown Jackson is on now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, he wrote an opinion in a case called Garza v. Hargan, where Kavanaugh argued that an illegal alien teenage girl intercepted crossing the border in Texas illegally into the United States had a right to an abortion in the United States. Brett Kavanaugh actually made that argument. In my view, he should have been disqualified from consideration for going to the court because he wrote that opinion.
Right.
But he got named to the Supreme Court by a Republican president. So, you know, I think it's an open question where Brett Kavanaugh is going to go in the Dobbs case. You know, we'll find out this summer, before this summer, but we don't know right now. Mm-hmm. And
do you think the organic groundswell about life is such that it will have an influence? I mean, because you see what's happening, Terry, across the country. This is organic, and this is driving, you know, pro-abortion. It's nuts. But these are women since 1973 that have experienced the lie of abortion, that it's not, you know, safe and rare, that it's dangerous, and that it's not just some, you know, excess skin that you're just removing. I mean, this is the reality of a heartbreak that these women will carry until the day they die in realizing that they've killed a child. They killed their child.
I think there's no question that America is moving in the right direction on abortion. You know, obviously abortion was legalized in the United States, not by state legislatures, not by Congress, but by seven justices on a nine-member Supreme Court, and back in 1973. And, you know, obviously just about every Supreme Court nomination since then has been heavily focused on the abortion issue, and conservatives have been trying to get people named to the court who would overturn Roe. And as I said, I don't know for sure that that's going to happen this year. It might be rolled back. It might be overturned. We'll see. But the fact that you have states all over the union passing laws that are restricting abortion, some after 15 weeks, some after 6 weeks, that is a great thing. And I think it does testify to the fact that Americans see the truth. They see that abortion is the taking of an innocent human life. It's fundamentally wrong. And we have a duty as a people to protect those innocent lives. And I think the biggest problem, as I said, with Ketanji Jackson Brown is that Brown Jackson is that she clearly is on the other side of that and has acted as a lawyer to even prevent free speech outside an abortion clinic.
And what kind of track record has she had? I mean, she's been at the D.C. court, what, just barely a year, if that? And and she's had several of her cases reversed, whereas in the previous cases, whether we're talking Barrett or, you know, Kavanaugh, it was rare that they had, I don't know, either one of them had any of their decisions reversed. Do you recall any?
I haven't done the research to be able to say that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but Ketanji Brown Jackson, though, it was noted, has had several of her cases reversed.
Yeah, well, so she, as you point out, she doesn't have a long record on the appeals
court. Well, we got to leave it right there. Terry Jeffrey has been with us, the CNS editor. Thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.